Jiang Cheng, Espresso Your Feelings Challenge 2K20. Written and read by Fens and Marshes. Podfic version created for day 14 of Jiang Cheng Love Month. I fucking hate Melbourne. Jiang Cheng is grousing to his siblings as he shoves his way into the campus coffee shop. He's wearing what looks like three hoodies and a scarf. Hai Sung looks up from behind the counter at the sound of his voice. Not that he was waiting to hear it or anything, and resists the urge to coo. Jiang Cheng, he calls, leaning his elbows on the counter and his chin on his hands in a violation of work sanitation practices. Lovely day, isn't it? Jiang Cheng glares and Hai Sung smiles back at him. From behind Jiang Cheng, Wei Ying gives him an unsubtle double thumbs up, which Hai Sung refuses to acknowledge. It's 2 fucking degrees out, Jiang Cheng snarls and weaves around the mostly empty tables to order at the counter. His siblings hang back by the door for some reason. How is that a lovely day? It could be worse, Hai Sung says diplomatically and takes a medium cup from the snack next to him. Long black, right? Yes, Jiang Cheng admits after a pause. And a sweet monstrosity for Wei Ying. I don't remember his order, but I'm sure you do. And medium chai latte for Ajie. Sure. Hai Sung heaves a put-upon sigh. I hate when you bring your brother and make me make his American bullshit. You should never have let him study there. He does remember Wei Ying's order, which is technically not something the cafe serves, but which he always makes because it's fucking hilarious. How's business? How's the arts? Jiang Cheng returns snidely. ScoMo cut our funding and now we're suffering. Hai Sung shrugs. So, basically the same as usual. Hey, rocking the 50 hoodies look, by the way, how many layers is that? He sets the keep cup that Jiang Cheng hands him underneath one of the espresso machines and busies himself with pressing grounds into the filter. 2, 3, 5, Jiang Cheng admits, not making eye contact. It's not my fault this place is the fucking icebox and we moved from the Gold Coast. Why'd you ask? It's cute, Hai Sung says offhandedly, and takes the chai powder down from a shelf with Jiang Yanli's chai latte. It's always fun to pretend that he doesn't know how nuts Jiang Cheng goes over praise. First the bright red, then the scowl with the soft eyes, then the hasty stammers. In all seriousness, though, how are your classes? They're fine, Jiang Cheng snaps, and Hai Sung risks a glance at him. He's looking for all the world as if he wants to sink through the floor. And you? Ah, yeah, they're good. Jiang Cheng's phone chimes. Hai Sung raises an eyebrow at him. You have your phone unmuted? He observes. I haven't done that since 2012. Whatever, Jiang Cheng says snittily. Hai Sung cannot believe he has a crush on this asshole. He watches as Jiang Cheng takes his phone out, checks the notification, blanches, and whips around to shoot a glare at Wei Ying, who waves back from by the doorway. I'm going to fucking kill him, Jiang Cheng hisses under his breath. To Hai Sung? Probably to Hai Sung. I'm actually going to drown him in the fucking Yarra, just watch me. I'm legally obliged to advise against murder, Hai Sung says dryly, and sets Jiang Cheng's long black, now finished, on the counter. Next, he makes Wei Ying's American monstrosity, iced on a 2°C day, with so much sugar it should be illegal, in a fever dream, chatting idly to Jiang Cheng while he does it, and this is nice, he muses. That shouldn't come as a surprise anymore, but somehow it still does. It's warm inside the cafe, even if it's begun to sleet outside. Jiang Cheng is talking animatedly now, something about surfing in the stupid cold ocean down south, that Huaisheng doesn't understand a word of, but he's sure Niamingjie would eat right up. I have to wear a wetsuit now, Xiang Cheng says, as though Port Phillip Bay has personally victimized him, and it's at this moment Huaisheng realizes he fucked up. The problem being, Xiang Cheng is cute, and Huaisheng is distressed by said cuteness, and this is an issue. My brother surfs, you know, he says quickly, in an effort to reroute his brain. He'd probably understand more of what you're saying, I'm not gonna lie. Oh, Xiang Cheng says, startled for a moment before his expression shutters into a familiar scowl. Defense mechanism, Huaisheng thinks ruefully. Sorry, I was boring you. How's the coffee going? The American monstrosity, Huaisheng pronounces with great gravity, is done. He sets the takeaway cup on the counter. You weren't boring me, I'm just not particularly knowledgeable in this specific topic. But I like listening to you talk, he adds, and Xiang Cheng turns gratifyingly red again. Just the monstrosity, the chai, and your long black? Yeah, Xiang Cheng confirms. Huaisheng places the other two on the counter so that Xiang Cheng can grab them, billing Xiang Cheng with practiced ease. Oh, before you go, he adds, and tosses Xiang Cheng three packaged servings of shitty American creamer. You tend to drown your coffee in that once you think I'm not looking, right? Xiang Cheng splutters. Sorry, Huaisheng says glibly. Was I not supposed to know about that? Ah well, hurry up, you're going to be late. You know what time my class is on? Xiang Cheng breathes, with heart eyes that nearly rival the ones Lan Zhan makes at Wei Ying whenever Huaisheng is unfortunate enough to have to hang out with them. Translation, really fucking intense. Huaisheng fights back a little smile. Maybe this is the time that Xiang Cheng actually asks him out, and clears his throat. You always complain about it when you come in here, he points out, busying himself with cleaning the counter. Xiang Cheng says slowly, as if he's Kristen Bell in The Good Place, this is the mortifying ordeal of being known. That it is. Huaisheng passes him the final coffee, Wei Ying's American monstrosity, which will remain unnamed. If that's everything... Can I have your phone number, please? Xiang Cheng blurts out, as though the words are paining him to say. Huaisheng smiles, in earnest this time, slow and cat-like. Sure, he says. Do you want to be cliché? Because I can write it on your coffee if you want to make like this is a coffee shop, eh, you? Only you're using a keep cup and I've only got permanent marker. Mate, anything's fine, Xiang Cheng says, panicked. This time, Huaisheng can't hold back the spurt of laughter. You revert back into sports bro speak the moment you get flustered, he wheezes. It's... Oh, fuck, no, I'm not laughing at you. Xiang Cheng scowls, looking defensive. I'm laughing with you at the socialized concept of Australian masculinity. I think it's cute, Huaisheng clarifies. Here, I'll write it on your receipt, don't worry. Hey, you ever realize you don't actually know your own phone number? You could get out your phone and copy it down, Xiang Cheng suggests, looking faintly green. Good suggestion, Huaisheng agrees, patting Xiang Cheng commiseratingly on the arm as he does exactly that. For what it's worth, I've been waiting for you to ask me out most of the year. You've been... I'm not asking you out. You're not? Huaisheng over-exaggerates his frown, but he's not actually worried. Xiang Cheng tends to panic and say things he doesn't mean. Damn, I was really excited too. He's opened his contacts on his phone, and he squints at the corner of the app before scribbling down what he thinks is his phone number onto Jiang Cheng's receipt. After a moment of thought, he adds, "from the pretty barista," so that Jiang Cheng knows it's Huai Sung's. "Well, text me if you change your mind." I will do," Jiang Cheng agrees. He looks a little dazed, so Huai Sung takes pity on him. "Don't worry," he says, and gives Jiang Cheng a genuine smile. "I've been flirting with you all year. You didn't misread anything. Good luck in your class." There's a whoop from the corner, and Huai Sung raises his gaze to see Wei Ying giving yet another pair of obnoxious thumbs up. He flips Wei Ying the middle finger in response. "I think that might be your cue to leave," he prompts Jiang Cheng. "But you have to promise to text me, okay?" "Okay," Jiang Cheng says immediately, and turns, nearly dropping Wei Ying's American monstrosity as he does. "I promise." End of story. Thank you for listening.